shine, little Rover, glimmer, glimmer, lead us.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite guru gardener. It's Lance Swaggart in the radio room.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Lance?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. So glad to have you here. It's been great. Like, your season was really short.
my time off?
Your time off.
That's, yeah.
My vacations. I didn't want to put it that way, but since you...
My vacations didn't come through, so here I am.
All right. Well, it's been great to have you here. And it's made the winter go by rather quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I love the weather out there. I think we talked about how great the weather and winter has been, but you can see the spring, feel the spring clouds in the air, and the birdies are singing out there.
Yeah. Well, this morning was the first frost in 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
At least at my place.
Uh-huh. Sure. And it's feeling like that, just a change, a little shift is coming. The snow is melting here in the North Fork because we've had good moisture, good rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was pruning in a peach orchard, and every time I've gone up there, it's been 6 to 8 inches of snow, and this time I didn't need mud boots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to happen pretty fast, I think. I think and somebody out there probably knows when that whole daylight savings time shift happens, maybe in about a week or so.
I think it's Saturday or Sunday morning.
Oh, maybe this weekend.
The 10th. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll get a message here soon. And that just reminds me that this is a call-in show. It's live. 970-527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. You can also email worm@kvnf.org. We take any kind of calls.
Any kind of calls.
Whatever you got.
Yeah.
Throw something at us. As Wind would say, throw us a bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff has said, yes, it's daylight saving time this weekend. So,
wow.
Yeah. Somehow that always begs you to get out in the garden and get going. You know, when the time changes like that and the evenings are long.
Longer, so you start, if you just go outside, you'll find something to do.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know.
Yeah, last week, we talked about your mulberry trees and how the leaves under there are already gone.
They're already gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's going to happen fast.
With that moisture that we've had all year, all winter, I should say, it really, you know, it works slowly. It doesn't work nearly as fast as summertime, but they were gone relatively quickly this year.
Yeah. And you would say, or would you say, we're in mud season?
Yes.
Officially?
Yeah, it's mud season.
Okay.
That's all I'm
Drop
wearing.
Drop the flag.
Yeah. That's all I'm wearing is mud boots.
Mud boots and dirty hands.
Yeah.
All right. And let's just, when I think of mud season, I think about walking around and I think about mud or wood chips. A lot of people like to put wood chips down. Is there something to that? What's the whole theory about the popularity of wood chips this time of year?
They're cheap,
okay.
And they do stop the mud.
Mm-hmm.
I would only put them in the pathways, you know, of your garden and stuff. I actually can't stand them. And I'm sorry. And just as
what's your deal about it?
They need a tremendous amount of nitrogen to break down.
All right.
And if you get wood chips in your garden, your vegetable garden, or your flower beds and stuff like that, it will take a lot of nitrogen
for the
bacteria need the nitrogen to break down that carbon.
Gotcha.
That's the carbon nitrogen ratio. And a compost pile is one part nitrogen to two parts carbon. And sawdust or wood chips are one part nitrogen to 400 parts carbon.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So you can just see that those tumors from 1 to 2 to 1 to 400.
Yeah, right.
It's going to take a tremendous amount. So I, you know, only pathways.
Okay, that makes sense. Put them in your walkway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might have like evergreen shrubs or some perennial shrubs that are actually shrubs. It works okay underneath that. You know, they actually will work good in that way. But as far as your annual gardens, forget it.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
All right. Because we all get anxious right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get out there and do something, get something moving and going. And
yeah, that's what's nice about beds with the pathways, mm-hmm. whether mine are sodded, mm-hmm. you know, I can get out there and, you know, there's still, what's funny is how those particular beds go north-south. And so the east side is actually thawed out and dry. The west side, because that's the sun's going down and cooling, it's right. still got snow on it.
Okay.
So I actually could work the east sides of these beds.
Yeah, we talk about those microclimates, and mm-hmm. I do want to give the phone numbers again, 527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. We talk about those microclimates in the summer, and they're there in the winter mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And you have some things right now that are thawing and maybe getting ready to go sooner than
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
what's going
and
on like that.
Just, well, the things that are actually coming up right now is the lettuce and spinach is up. Cilantro's up.
Okay, now, I think we just talked about that last week and that nothing was up.
Nothing was up, so it's come up.
And, oh, my goodness.
And that, in fact, okay. I went out to the garden the next day and it was up the next day.
So, I like it.
Yeah, and stuff. So, anyways, that's you'll see cilantro volunteering. I've had lettuce, some volunteer lettuce, and I just watched it. It's still there.
Uh-huh. That is volunteering. Yeah, you had a whole bunch of stuff that was coming up for mm-hmm. you. Lettuce. And that's what came up. Lettuce and spinach came mm-hmm. up from your
that's the stuff that
fall planting.
Fall planting in mm-hmm. November.
And then just volunteer. And this is just all over the place? Or is it in places that you like? Different things like your bachelor button? And
the bachelor's button and, let's see, Love in the Mist, also known as Nigella. Calendulas, larkspur, that's coming mm-hmm. up in the flower beds. I do not let that stuff grow in my vegetable gardens.
Oh, okay.
You know, so maybe a plant here and there of uh-huh. calendula, but not the other ones. They reseed and they become an extreme weed. So they stay in the flower beds.
The flower beds. And are those good companions in the flower beds then, or they just doesn't mind?
The calendula is really good. And if you pay attention in the summer, mm-hmm. it's amazing to watch. There's this spider, real long, skinny leg, and it's the exact same color as the flower.
Oh, really?
So awesome. You really got to be paying attention. Calendula is usually used as the oils and salves and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just a beneficial thing. Bachelor's button, the insects like it, and the there's certain birds that really like the seeds, you know, and the larkspur, the same mm-hmm. thing.
All right, yeah. So good to have in your
yeah,
flower
and just,
bed. Not a problem to have in your garden
no,
or your flower no. bed, for sure.
No, somebody asked me about borage, but borage mm-hmm. has not come up yet.
Okay, but could be rather soon.
In the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't like extreme cold, but it will come up.
Okay, this is exciting. We're going to have to build a timeline of things as they're coming
yeah.
up. Oh, great. It is a caller on the line. It's Sarah in Paonia with a question. Good evening, Sarah.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question that may be a silly question, but mm-hmm. I have really tried by watching YouTube videos. Can you give a verbal description of how to prune maybe all fruit trees, but this is actually a crabapple tree?
Okay,
pruning
a crabapple tree. That is right up your alley. I just feel like you well, got the right person right here.
Yeah, it's you're not going to prune it as hard as an apple tree.
Okay,
you know,
what do you mean as hard?
Because it's not really grown for the flowers and not for fruit.
Okay, so you're not going to pull it back as hard or what?
You're not
going to
thin it as hard.
Not thin it, okay.
Get it more air in there. But all again, it's all the crossing branches, all the dead branches, anything with a weak crotch, and we described that when Wim was on, it's where a branch is split and off, and it's less than 45 degrees from the main trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to cut that one off. And sometimes they split right at the top, and they both grow.
Right.
You're going to take one of those off. And, you know, you thin out some, and it's going to bloom mainly on new growth from last year. That's the second year growth that some mm-hmm. people have. It takes a while to understand that mm-hmm. terminology. And you're going to thin into real long water spouts, cut them out, unless they need to fill in the blank area.
Okay.
Now, is this a dwarf apple, crab apple, or is it a standard, or what is it?
dwarf.
Okay, so you can get most of it from the ground or a short ladder.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome, Sarah.
Yeah, just stay after it. And if you give them a little bit more air, one of those things that happens with crab apples is they can get mildew pretty easy.
Mm.
So
giving them air is going to let that
and
flow
also,
in.
Also, since it's a small tree, if you do see mildew or during the summertime, I would take a hose and wash it off.
Okay.
Because the dust, we have a different type of mildew here. And it's the dust gets on the leaves and then the mildew spores attach themselves to the dust.
Oh.
So if you keep the dust washed off, it has less a chance. Now, if you do have mildew, this is in the future, you can spray sulfur at bud break. That's when the buds start to swell. And then you would do it like 10 days to 2 weeks later. And there is a sulfur that's a fungicide. It's a natural, it's just sulfur, but it's designed to dilute in water.
Can you explain the 45-degree angle thing again? I actually didn't hear that very well.
Okay, that's
great.
That's, you got a branch going up, and like a main branch, and then you have a shoot going off the side. Now, what you really want is 45 to 90 degrees. For the, for real good strength. But if it's less, it's 45 to less, it makes this weak crotch and it's too tight. And if there's a heavy wind or say you get a lot of crab apples on that thing or wet snow, it's going to rip that branch off.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then the other thing I mentioned is sometimes they split evenly and there'll be two branches going straight up, one. And they go left or right, and they're actually pretty even. I would take the one that's closest to the downhill side and cut that one off.
Okay.
Or I would cut the one that's going to fall when the prevailing wind hits. Because those are the ones that are going to, say the wind's blowing from the west to the east, and you got one that's, west and east, you would take the east side off because that's the one that's going to break off. The west side's not.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right,
you're welcome.
Sarah. I hope that was helpful. Good advice, Lance.
Yeah.
When you get out there and actually put it to work, it's like
it takes a little practice, and you're not going to kill the tree.
Mm-hmm. But I like also that advice about letting it breathe, and that sort of that whole shape that you're going for in most plants is some sort of breath and movement in there.
Yeah, you don't want it completely. Crab apples and these ornamental things, you don't want them completely hollow in the middle like a bowl.
Right.
You want some stuff there, but it can be thin to get the air through it.
Right. Nice shape to
it.
All right. Thank you, Sarah, for listening and for your phone call. And if you are out there, 970-527-4868, 1-866 KVNF now. All right, we've talked about the weather, and you're still pruning some trees.
I'm still pruning trees, and because of the weather's been relatively poor, it's not fun to be on a ladder in a rain, snowstorm.
No, it's
just, no. I'll do a soggy. I mentioned that I was rebuilding some foot fence.
In
between the storms.
Okay.
Slopping in the mud.
All right. Slopping in the mud and finishing up on... Well, I mentioned to you that I really haven't seen a lot of people like out in their yards pruning, but the orchards are getting it done.
Yeah.
And still not time to prune grapes. Still kind of try to hold off on that if you are out there.
Yeah, hold off on the grapes.
And it'll... Because the freezing thing or what?
Well, it stimulates them to grow. There's some plants, the tea roses and the floribunda roses and grapes, are stimulated to grow when they get pruned. So you prune them as late as possible. Well, roses, 2 weeks before the last frost.
Right, those are pretty late.
Grapes can be sometimes in April, but it's also better to prune them late than too early.
Okay. All right, so you can go after your trees. Just hold off on the grapes, hold off on the roses. What about the lavender? Sage, those kind of things.
Yeah, people have a tendency not to prune those back, and they get leggier and leggier, and then they die.
Uh-huh.
and what you need to do. And it might be a little early. Mine are still almost covered in snow.
Yeah, same here.
So I don't have any lavender at my house, but the sage. So I will actually prune that down to shoots. Some of it, you know, 6 to 8 inches down.
Pretty far down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And get some new growth coming out. I don't prune it to deadwood or what looks like just woody mm-hmm. stuff. You want to have some sage leaves there.
Right. Yeah. That's been good advice for me over the last couple of years. I let it go for a while, like the sage and the lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And then it did get very woody. So yeah. I've been pretty aggressive on it, and I like the results of what happened with that last year. So, and now is an okay time. As soon as that snow is off, it's
you can do
it
now. And the lavender is really the best time to. If you see a lavender farm, they actually have them pruned in or hedged. They're not pruned; they're hedged, and they're hedged right after they cut the blossoms off, because when they hedge it, every one of those little shoots. Is going to make another blossom next year.
Oh.
So they actually do it then. They might even it up now. But again, most of the lavenders I see in people's yards, they're really mm-hmm. lanky. And you don't cut it back to deadwood. Cut it back mm-hmm. to some shoot.
Yeah,
some leaves
sure.
and stuff. And don't be afraid about butchering it.
Right.
Cutting. I've seen some. I could see some right now that I know of that need 6 to 12 inches cut right off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But anyway, so those
Lance, your cell phone is on.
Cell phone, good. I know how electronically I'm connected.
Right, would you get that? Okay. So we talked about crab apples with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And what about just regular apples? Are you pruning that right now?
Oh, yeah. I got a Granny Smith that's almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a golden that I'll be doing, and then the pears are done. Then I'll get into the apricots, and the apricots are really hairy. That's a term.
What is that term?
They grew really well last year.
That's awesome.
So I got to take off. I bet you I'll take half of those last year's growth off.
Oh, my goodness.
Half. And the French prune plums the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, it is Lita in Redvale with a question. Redvale way down there in the southwest part of the state. Hi, Lita. How are you tonight?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Good.
We're good.
Yeah, so I'm wondering about seed catalogs. I'm a new vegetable gardener, and I'm wondering if you can recommend some seed catalogs.
Uh-huh. Do you want organic, open pollinated type stuff?
Organic would be fine.
Okay. High mowing. High mowing.
Like mowing the grass.
Yeah, and that's biodynamic, and it's the people working there are handicapped people. So.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
And, okay.
That's one. And then a very simple one, Seed Savers Exchange. And it's all heirlooms. Most likely it is organic. But they're out of Decorah, Iowa.
Okay. Seed Exchange?
Seed Savers Exchange.
Seed Savers.
And they do, there's a whole membership thing, and they do have a seed catalog that they will send you, or you can just look at it online.
Uh-huh. My other question is for a new gardener. I see that there are some online programs that will help you plan a garden. Do you ever think about that?
I'm totally disconnected. I'm not electronic, you know, so okay. if it works for you, you know, but what I would do is go talk to some old-time gardeners in your area. You'll get far better information than that, particular to your circumstances and landscape there.
Right.
Than you will, because those things are pretty general.
Yeah, I just thought a program could help me tell me when to plant and when to harvest and when to
Yeah, your old-time gardeners will know the exact time.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Yep. Love your show.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Bye.
Lita.
Bye.
Thanks, Lita, for her call. And she did email us. Lance, that was your phone ringing. You're so high-tech. You didn't even realize you had an email coming in. But thank you, Lita. I know she listens and has been listening for a long time.
Yeah.
So please call with your questions. And you're right, Lance, there's so much to learn from different people in the area.
Yeah, so the particular, not that that information on the internet and all those kind of programs are not valuable.
Right.
But they don't show, what shall I say, what's going on the ground.
Yeah, right. And what works, what doesn't work, and
you
the climate.
You could be planting, if you have no snow on the ground, you could be planting lettuce and spinach and cilantro and parsley and parsnips and all that kind of stuff.
That's another email coming in.
And, but if not, you can't plant that. And you don't plant, I mean, people get really excited about planting peas.
Right.
And I think peas, and I've mentioned this every year, smoother the seed, the more cold hardy.
Okay.
The more wrinkled,
I like that,
the seed, the less cold hardy.
Those are great things.
So
wrinkled less.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, that's that. And if you want to grow, this is my friend Joyce. She passed a couple of years ago at 104.
Oh,
and she grew up in
heart.
Denver, and her mother always planted the sweet peas on the Ides of March.
Okay.
Which is, for people, that was part of the Roman calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ides of March, they had four of them. Four different Ides. I don't know, but the Ides of March was when Julius Caesar, I think, was killed or something. Beware the Ides of March.
That's right.
But anyways, that's March 15th.
Okay. And that is coming right up.
Yeah.
So, oh my goodness, really?
So I looked on, when I was using the biodynamic planting calendar, the Ides of March is really never a flower day. It turns more out like March 19th or March 20th if you're going to use that calendar.
Okay. Well, that's coming right up.
Yeah.
It's only like 10 days away.
Mm-hmm.
So goodness gracious, we're like rolling right into it.
Yeah. So far it looks like a later start.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's different from last year. I mean, last year so dry, and this year's so wet and snow still on the ground, and it's really wonderful.
Yeah, it's still relatively cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool temperatures and, you know, not the extremes. Things seem to be a little more constant as far as temperatures go. All right. We do have time for another caller, at least 970-527-4868 or 866 KVNF now. And Lance has his goggles on and is checking his email worm@kvnf.org. And you mentioned some of your daffodils are up, and so this might be in one of your little microclimates, but
here we go. Yeah, they're up, but where the crocuses are is covered in snow.
Okay, I was wondering about that today. I was wondering if you were going to report.
Yeah, I was went over there to look, and I said, no such luck, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Is that about the right kind of timing, or do you just got to get to work, slap your hands, put your boots on, get your shovel out?
Yeah, no, well, if I mentioned earlier about working that bed, that will be with a spading fork. If you want to... A spading fork. There's manure forks. And the spading fork or digging fork. And the standard American ones are flat, and they're four tines.
They're four?
Tines. The fork, the teeth on it.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I have a Smith & Hawkins, and they're square tines. They never bend. They never break. And you use these by hand. And you can work wet soil with them. I would never put a rototiller in any time this, you know, in the next 3 weeks to a month.
Okay.
Go for it.
Hey, we have a call. Well, I have a couple callers on the line. First, it is Marilyn in Paonia. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jill. Hi, Lance.
Hi.
I have a biodynamic question.
Okay.
Are cabbages leaf or fruit?
Leaf.
Leaf, okay. And it sounded like, Lance, that you are calling peas a flower plant?
Yeah, they're a flower.
Okay, not fruit.
No. You're not growing, excuse me, sweet peas are a flower.
Mm-hmm.
Snap peas.
Okay, how about like sugar snaps?
Those are, those would be a fruit.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
They're two different things.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's yeah, it'd be a fruit because you got to bloom, and then you're eating the fruit from the bloom.
Okay, and the cabbage is a leaf.
Yeah, the cabbage is a leaf, and all of those, if you're growing for a seed crop, if you're going to grow them for a seed crop, is then you'd plant it for a fruit day.
Okay.
Because
seed
is fruit.
Seed is fruit.
Yeah.
Okay. Good question, Marilyn.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Bye. Yeah, we'll be talking about biodynamic mm-hmm. as we get into the planting season. We just have a little bit of time, and Terry from Crawford is on the line. Good evening, Terry.
Hello.
What's going on?
I wanted to ask about a plum.
A plum?
Yeah. I have a burgundy plum, and it's planted too close to a cottonwood. How much can I top it?
The plum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gosh, that's... You want to top the plum so that the cottonwood can still grow, or...
Well, I lifted the canopy of the cottonwood mm-hmm. out of the reach of the plum, but it's still trying to get away from the shade.
Right.
Yeah. You, as long as you prune it to a live shoot or side branch, you can go down as low as you need to go. You can't leave a stump. It will not, plums will not resprout. You know, like apples, if you put a stump there, or pears, they'll regrow, mm-hmm. but stone fruit generally don't. So do you understand that, Terry?
I think so.
Yeah, so prune down to a live shoot at whatever height works for your situation.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Terry. All right. Good deal. Lots of great questions tonight, mm-hmm. and thank you, Lance, for sharing your expertise. Yeah. Good stuff going on. And let's see. I want to talk quickly. There's a couple things to let people know about. One is next Tuesday night down in Montrose at Montrose Methodist Church, Baldridge Hall. There is a Valley Food Partnership second annual community garden open house. So there's going to be vendors and community members. We'll host tables, educational talks about various garden topics, soil health, water conservation, beekeeping. It's free, open to the public, and kid-friendly. So down in Montrose next mm-hmm. Tuesday night from 4 to 6 at Baldridge Hall.
You get a lot of information at a community garden.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you were talking to the caller tonight mm-hmm. about is what's going on in the area. Also want to let people know that going on March 23rd down in Norwood is a grafting class for apple trees and fruit trees. And you can register for classes online at applecoreproject.org. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. One more thing that's going on, and this is fun, because this is happening tomorrow in Hotchkiss. And first, it's the first day of the seed-to-seed mm-hmm. program that starts tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow.
Very excited about that. And remember, you can still go to thelearningcouncil.org or going to show up at Memorial Hall tomorrow at 9 a.m. in Hotchkiss is when it starts. And this is the nine-month seed-to-seed program.
Nine different days.
Yes. It's like having a baby.
Yeah.
9 months.
Okay.
And also tomorrow then, and for the public as well, mm-hmm. is the seed swap and potluck mm-hmm. and seed panel that starts around 5:30-ish in Hotchkiss at Shadescapes, which is just a great location to have a party at.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really exciting. So Wednesday, tomorrow, a lot of stuff starting in Hotchkiss. So.
Yeah.
All right, Lance, and you will be there. So
I will be there.
Get on out there, and you can talk with Lance. And we're going to be back next Tuesday, probably with a special guest from the area.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Thank you for listening to As the Worm Turns. It is One Woman's Perspective coming up next on KBNF.
All right. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so, though little low and low.